VPVP fam, what's up, you guys? Your girl Shiro back with another one. I am here once again to drop off a new one for you guys. So thank you so much for listening to the last one. Continue to listen if you have not finished. If you have not heard it, check out Are You Up, or is it called You Up? You know, that's just the Are You Up text. You know, like, you know, what up? What you doing? Well, are you up? And it's a very nice little spin on it. So definitely check it out and see how it, you know, how in Akubamba, Kubambia, you know, just take a listen and see how it takes you, where it takes you, where it gets you going. So as we wrap up April, man, it's crazy that we are almost in the fifth month of the year. Yani, time is just on some other stuff right now. Like, I don't even understand how we are on April right now. Well, actually, we are finishing up April, and we are almost into May. And some of you are still doing the same things you were doing in December. Yani, mnajaribu tu ku recover from December, and that is unacceptable. Leo nimedecide tu ni record na mwana na kamtoi. Hopefully he gives me the grace and honor to go ahead and let me do this podcast, but otherwise it's gonna be a real short one. So me right now, I'm over here tripping out about the cult maneno za timenini, and it has been uncovered. And I said this year is the year of the kiboko. Yani, like, this year is the year that God is not holding nothing back. And it's only April, so just get, you know, things really get crazy at the end of the year. So God is just, like, giving us a little taste of what it's going to be like, you know, if we continue to play with him. So right now, there's this cult that has been discovered in the coastal region of Kenya, for those people who are not in Kenya, but for the people that are in Kenya, yani in Malindi, Kilifi, I don't even know, child, because I haven't been, and I don't plan on going, because now I'm at Ipujinaya, yo, area, yo. Excuse me, sir, this is my podcast, but I think he deserves his, because he is quite talkative. But so there has been this situation where, you know, a bunch of people, it's not even, they just have discovered a few, but well over, you know, almost 100. Is it like, I don't even know, because yesterday in Nyacha, like, they had discovered 39 more bodies. So I don't really know the total count of how many bodies they have found. But basically what this cult was about was, like, you would go to this forest or whatever, wherever this pastor is. His name is Pastor, well, he damn sure ain't no pastor, but the man's name is Paul McKenzie. And he had these people believing that, you know, if you fast, or if you fast yourself to death, basically, then you get to meet Jesus or whatever. Or just, you know, it's this, like, crazy fasting that will allow you to meet, you know, the Son of God and stuff. And it's just like, what? First of all, mentally, like, how would you even allow yourself to fikiria hiyo mambo ya ujinga hivyo? Yani, like, ndio nikasema, that's what made me conclude that people don't know who the heck God is. People don't know who Jesus is. People don't understand religion. People, I don't even want to even, that's, and then another thing is, whew, child, there's so many things coming at me at once, but let me just slow it down so I can make it make sense. But, yes, religion is trash. Like, first of all, whoever created religion was just trying to create division. So there is no such thing to, you know, to me as religion. But it is what it is. You know, if you don't understand, if you don't accept it, that's fine. But that's how I think about it. Mimi mechagua tu kuamini in God, because this is the thing. There is no way that you can do without God, number one. Number two, giving birth to my child and having a child is all the reason to, I mean, like, to believe in God, because there's no way that my humanly fleshly self could have made anything happen like this. Like, no gift, no skill, no genius, no nothing, no communication skill. Yani, there's nothing that I have possessing, like, I walk around with, could make me be able to create a child. As much as I can create a podcast, create content, create all this, I can't create a child. That's not my humanly. I can't do that humanly possible. Like, it's not humanly possible for me to do that. So, therefore, there has to be a God, because there's no way that this little human being can have come from me, my body, produced him. And then on top of that, like, I see him now. We like, talk. You feel me? Like, we have conversations, and we, and even though he's still a baby, like, it's crazy. You can just tell that this is a whole new level of God, because I couldn't do it. I couldn't possibly think of how to do it. Even the people that have done it scientifically, they only know how to try to imitate what God has done. So, therefore, God is real. So, I don't believe in, like, you know, all these things that the people have said. And I love what my uncle said once when he was asked, like, why don't you go to church? He was like, I don't need a middleman, honey. I don't need a middleman. He said, I don't need a middleman. I can talk to God directly. I don't need to go to these places and talk to these pastors in order to connect with God. I can go to God directly. And that is so gangster. And that is so awesome. That is the best way to think about, you know, God. Because how else could you possibly explain, you know, these people to saying that they need this. You know, you don't need a third party to have a conversation with God. You don't need a third party to have a relationship with God. You just need you and God. But the thing is, the way that Christianity was set up and how the white man, you know, I have to come for this white man every week. But the way the white man has set it up is like, you have to believe that you need this middleman, because they made, you know, African people throw away their ancestral beliefs and their religion and their way and everything, you know. They made them forfeit everything that they had known, everything that they understood. And I always say this, because God had revealed some things to me when I was looking at the pyramids and the Egyptian situation, and my homegirl, you know, a homegirl of a homegirl, just came. She's in Egypt right now, I believe. And I would really, like, die. I need Naza too. I just really want to go to Egypt so bad, because I feel like there's a spiritual connection to our truth in Egypt. There's some kind of truth there that we have been, we as a black people, as the African people, as the original people, we have been stripped of that truth. You know, we have been manipulated to believe that what the white man sold us is true. And we have been manipulated to believe that, you know, what we had going on before Christianity, before the missionaries, before the colonization, before everything, is null and void, and it had no purpose and it had no truth to it. But that's a lie, because look at me, like right now, me understanding healing and natural healing and being a natural individual, like, I don't even know nothing, honestly, compared to somebody who's in tune with their natural self, like the ancestors probably were. They probably, how in the heck did they know that this tree cured this and this tree cured that, and if you do this you get healed from something? Like, how do they know that if it wasn't for God, and if it wasn't for God communicating with them? And I was looking at something else that my cousin had sent me, and it was just talking about how these white people had came to, I think they went to Tanzania. Excuse me. But the white people had went to the Maasai culture, or like, I don't know what kind of place it was. But they were just talking about how the Maasai people, or the people that are still carrying themselves like Maasai, they are so in tune with nature, and they are so in tune with, you know, Earth and Mother Earth and God and everything, that they're able to kind of understand, like, how to move, how to behave. And when I had went to Samburu last in 2021, when I went over there, I was just in shock that these people are still living as if it's like 1912. Like, they just they don't have Ninima, Masimuna. Like, it's so outdated, but it's so current all at the same time. Because if you're generally, like, if you're mentally awake, you understand that all these things that are created, social media, all these things, even this podcast, is meant to distract you from what you need to do for yourself. But at the same time, it's also being good. It's also a good thing, because sometimes we're so distracted that sometimes we need a wake-up call, and sometimes a podcast or a song or a conversation or something can wake you up from slumber, from being asleep, from being on TikTok, from being on all these things, like, or Instagram, on social media, on dating platforms, on so many things that have been created to distract us from our natural being. And if we understood our natural selves, we would be able to tap in and understand what we naturally would instinctively do. But the white man, once again, has created so many distractions for us. Therefore, we are just lost. We're walking as lost souls, lost people, lost generation. And this is supposedly the chosen generation. And every generation is supposedly the chosen generation. But I really, truly believe that this generation is tapping into something that no other generation has tapped in. Yani tunajielewa, tunajaribu ku, we're trying to self-diagnose, we're trying to do this inner child work, we're trying to do so many things. And it's like, yes, we're tapping into that. Yes, we're heavy on manifestation. Yes, we're heavy on being woke. Yes, we're uncovering the secrets and the lies. But at the same time, what are you doing for your personal nourishment? What are you doing for your spiritual intelligence? How are you spiritually feeding yourself? You understand what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. How in the hell would you get caught up in a cult, my nigga? You know, how would you end up in this cult? You understand me? Yani unaingiaje cult and yanakwambia ati ukikosa kukula chakula sijui utapatana na Mungu, utapatana na Yesu. Ai, yo, imeniweza. Because me sielewi. I don't understand it. Like, how in the world can you not get in your, on your knees, honey, and pray and ask to see or meet the living God that's already in you, the spiritual Holy Spirit? Like, that's there for, that just shows me that you don't understand that Jesus died for our sins. He resurrected, he came back, and he told us, he left us what? The Holy Spirit. He left us the Holy Spirit to carry us for the rest of eternity, or for the rest of our lives on this earth, until we are able to live in this eternal world. So you are over here basically saying that you don't get the whole situation. And I understand, because the Bible can be manipulated into whatever, and Christianity can be manipulated into whatever, because the white man introduced that. He introduced that it could be manipulated into whatever. And that is proof. And I said this on the last podcast, like, the way that they have made it is that, and then I was reading some comments on the, you know, I was on Citizen and I was looking at, actually they have put like 14 signs that, you know, somebody's in a cult or whatever. So I'm reading and I'm like, hold up. 14 signs, these are looking like a little too familiar. And I don't want to touch on nothing that I don't want to be touched, honey. But a lot of this looks like family. You understand what I'm saying? A lot of those signs that you're in a cult looks like something I've seen in just the way that, you know, some people walk around that I know. And, you know, they want to make sure that you are sticking to, you know, there's this loyalty. Even if you're right, even if you're wrong, they just want you to be loyal to their beliefs. And they want you to be loyal to how they move. And if you stray away from what they believe, then you're automatically, see, on a semanga, you're the black sheep of the family. You're the black sheep of this, of whatever, because you choose to not believe in how they believed. If they made money this way, then you have to make money that way. If you're not progressing like they did, then you are automatically, you're doing something wrong because you're not following the flow of things. And if you have to support everything that they say, like the leader of the family, yani huyo mkubwa wa hii familia, lazima kenye anasema ieleweke, yani you have to follow whatever that family member says in order to be a part of the family, or in order to receive the benefits. No, jokwa kuna watu wengine, like the person who has the most money in the family, you have to go with what they're saying because you want some of their money too. So now you have to follow what they are saying, follow their beliefs, follow their way, because you want to benefit from what they have and what they got going on. And if you stray away from that and you decide, Mr. Kiyopesayako, I want to try to get my own money. I want to try to make my business pop, you know, regardless of if you support it or if you don't. They start looking at you like, oh, she thinks she all that, or she thinks she's combative. Oh, alijaribu kunipima, anajaribu kupima the way that this family is structured. And I'm just like, hold up. Is the family holding itself up to a cult standard? Why should the family be looking like a cult? Why should our family be carrying ourselves as if we are a cult? Nope, nope, and no. I don't believe in those practices. I don't believe in that way. I feel like the family, you know, the order of family and the way of family has been molded and shaped into this belief system that doesn't reflect how God wanted a family to work. Because at the end of the day, God is all about love. Regardless of if you decide you want to be a musician and everybody in the family is a doctor. Regardless of if you decide you want to be like this or be like that, and it doesn't follow suit with how the family thought or sees you. Even if you want to, in this crazy Kenya here, you know, and even in all over the world, because there's racism and tribalism. Like, if you decide, oh, I'm a Kikuyu, nataka kudate so-and-so, and they don't believe in that, then automatically you're shunned out, or you're no longer part of the culture that they have created, the cult. So you hear that the culture is a cult? Woo! She is speaking, honey. On today, I am speaking, and I didn't even know I was going to talk like this. That's how I know the spirit be moving through me on this good podcast. Because the culture is a cult. Bow. But religion is a cult, for real. But the way that people have spun the religion into making it be so, you know, oh my God, now I have to... Yani, them, I mean, I tell job yake a hostess. There was this flight attendant that left her job, sold her 0.7 million land or whatever it was. I don't know if it was 7 million or 0.7. And went to follow this McKenzie guy, this cult leader. And therefore, of course, she's dead. Or I believe she's dead. So you want to forfeit your whole life, your job, your money, your land, to go meet with Jesus? What you gonna tell him when you meet him? I forfeited my whole life for you? That's not even how he believes. That's not even what he wants for you. That's not even what God wants for you. Do you even understand the pillars of God? Do you understand the Holy Spirit that lives in you? Do you understand that Jesus was the Son of God that did all this and all that? He walked around. He showed what he was about. He flexed on them. Then he died for your sins. Then he resurrected and told you, I left you the Holy Spirit so that you can understand yourself and you can understand me on a personal level. And I'll walk with you through this life, regardless of if you're on the in the air as a hostess, as an air nini, as an air flight attendant, or as a soldier, as a nini, as a security guard. I'm with you through it all. I'm with you through it all. If you have a job, if you don't have a job, if you have money, if you don't have money, if you have land, if you don't have land, I got you. I'm with you. That's how we rocking. That I'm the OG. I'm the wheels fall off, ride or die type of person. That's the Holy Spirit. It doesn't matter. It doesn't judge you. That's who you should be trying to meet up with. And that's free, totally free of charge. You can do it anytime, anywhere. Just be quiet, be still, and listen to God and try to have a conversation with God. Like I said last week, let me move you. Nico, I'm here again. I'm here again with my problems. You understand what I'm saying? Like, all these things are just so stupid to me, man. Like, the fact that people are so gullible, and it's because they're lacking knowledge. They're not knowledgeable on who God is. They're not knowledgeable on what God represents. It's crazy. It's crazy to me. I don't know. I think baby is telling me to wrap it up. So, all in all, this is what I got to say. This is what I got to give for the rest of this conversation. I've been, you know, for a minute, I've been thinking about, like, the Muslim religion. And they just finished, you know, Eid, celebrating Eid. And that's the closing of the Ramadan, which is fasting for 40 days, I believe. And I don't know if it's 40 nights, too. I really don't know, and I don't want to blander it. So this is what I got to say about it. My mom was so geeked up yesterday because she found out, like, what the Muslim believe as tithing, what tithing is, and what the Muslim believe tithing is, you know, giving offering and tithing is, that they basically give a percentage of their money to people. Oh, I don't know if it's giving a percentage of their money or if it's, like, finding someone and choosing to help them in some sort of way, you know, choosing someone to give your money to, choosing someone to give a job to, choosing someone to help, like, with clothes and food. Like, it's just constantly, you're going to evolve constantly. giving to someone something, and it doesn't have to be money. It could be your time. It could be your job. It could be, Yanni, if you have a job, you can say, what skills do you have? If you have a business, do you ask them, what skills do you have? Someone that you see has potential, you know, and God directs you and says, uyu unaza uplift. You can uplift this person. You can help this person. So what God does is he instructs you and says, ebufanye hivi. Like, there's one time, and I really don't like to brag about it, but there's something that was sitting on my heart for some time, bro. And before I left to come to Kenya, like, it was like May-ish. My sister and her friends, they were doing brunch, they were doing all this good stuff, and I was invited, you know, and they were like, you know, she should come through. But God had instructed me for that day that I should go feed the homeless. And Saini, height of corona, Saini, height of COVID, and I'm over here going to feed the homeless. My boyfriend at that time, he was like, what the hell? Like, what is the point? Why would you go feed anyone? Why would you want to go feed someone, say, during COVID? You're going to get sick. Like, you're supposed to have this 6 feet situation. And me, I was just like, no, God has instructed me. So I don't care what you're saying, because I'm going to go over here and do what he said. And it took me a good minute to make all this food. So I had bought some tuchipos, some fries. I bought some hot dogs, hot dog buns or whatever. And I just started going in. I was using my friend's kitchen at that time. So I went in and I went and I cooked all this food. I made all this food. I packaged all this food. You know, I got some paper plates. I got some ketchup. I got some mustard. I went all out. And I just went out there and I found, you know, there's this section where the homeless people are. And I just went over there and I just cried. Before I even started feeding them or, you know, passing out these plates, I had this emotional breakdown. And I just felt like everything, Yanni, that I've ever wanted in this life, everything cannot compare to the way I felt that time. Even if I'm a millionaire, paka niko na helicopter yangu, I don't think that I will ever forget the way that I felt that day, because it was selfless. Instead of going to drink mimosas and champagne and kula my breakfast tamu tamu, because my homegirl could cook, okay, and she was doing the brunch effort. Instead of going over there, instead of saying, F it, let me just go in here and chill and do my own thing. Instead of doing all those things, I didn't really decide that God has put this on my heart. And it had been on my heart for a good minute. And I had linked up with my homegirl. And I was telling her, like, oh, I wanted to, you know, I wanted to go ahead and try to feed the homeless. And she gave me her card and told me to go shopping with that card. So we jointly, you know, put our money together to do that. And I was just like, this is what life is about. Everything else is just like a plus. It's just like a nice thing. It's just a nice addition to life. Like, you know, there's nothing better, and that's on God. There's nothing better than doing something that God has instructed you to do and seeing somebody benefit from what God has instructed you to do. And that day, the homeless people were like, oh my God, God bless you. Like, you don't even know what this means. People are so scared to come out here during COVID, blah, blah, blah. And all this stuff. And meanwhile, I'm there as a solo woman. And that's what the ex-boyfriend was saying. He was like, what are you doing out there? You're a girl. You're by yourself. I'm like, I don't care. God got me. And on top of that, I got me too. Because, you know, I'm a gangster. No, I'm just kidding. But I was just so thankful, man. I was just so thankful by what God was doing. I was just so blessed to see the reaction of those people, because sometimes you spend so much time doing something and sometimes you won't even feel like any reward coming from it. But that day I saw instant reward, instant results from God's word. And that's what it was so cool to me to hear that So, that's why it trips me out that people believe in a cult in this day and age. In 2023, we love social media and everything else to do our own research, do our own thing. Like, it's ridiculous that people still be down for these things. You know, if I heard that it was what was there when you're, you know, they're not computer compatible, and don't know how to do their own research, don't know how to look for things. What do I masham? But yes, I understand, you know, because it's easy to be manipulated when you're not informed. But what when you're on my job, now they have traveled a bit, they have understood some things, and they're still, you know, that's why someone was like, what uyu mtu anatumia madawa? To kind of, you know, persuade people and to capture people. But, you know, when you trust in God and you have, we walk with the Holy Spirit and, you know, who's you are and how you are made, you definitely don't give 2 seconds or two looks at someone telling you that you got to fast in order to meet Jesus. You got to fast to death in order to meet Jesus. That's just ridiculous. That's you committing murder. And you know, you unimplicating yourself because it's part of your religion and it's part of your belief. The times are dark times. People are using Christianity in God and Jesus to play with them. And it's just ridiculous. Like, then I read that his followers, this McKenzie guy, his followers have been fasting since his arrest or whatever the heck. He got arrested and got back out. But, you know, they should be, I don't even know. They crucified Jesus, but they don't crucify these cult leaders. Because he should be crucified. His behind should be put on, you know, the only good thing is that God doesn't want you to kill nobody. Forgive and forget and love. So he's supposed to forgive this McKenzie guy and forget that he did what he did and you know, just ask God to handle it. But God's going to handle it, honey. Don't even wait. I said, this year is not going to end before that man gets his butt handed to him, because God is not going to reveal something just for it to go unseen. He's definitely going to have an outcome in this situation. Lakini the Muslim people, how kazi yao ni tamu. Yeah, I like their religion. I like how they move. I like how they devote, you know, themselves to God. You know, how they pray all these many times, how they fast, like, as a community, as a whole, you know, for the most part. They will fast, they'll do all this prayer, they'll commit themselves to it. It's a real nice restaurant that we'd like to go to. It's called Jamia Food Court, here in Nakuru. And it's a Islamic place, I guess, I'm thinking, because, like, every day for the Ramadan season or Ramadan period, during the fasting period, they would close their store from 3 to 4, their restaurant from 3 to 4, and you couldn't get in. No matter how loyal, no matter how whatever, no matter what, no matter who, no matter how, no matter how much money, no matter who you bring in, even if it was Ruto himself, even if it was Joe Biden, honey, that man did not care, or the owners of that restaurant. They said, from 3 to 4, we're closed and we're going to pray. And we're going to devote this hour to God, to Allah, or whatever. So, that is crazy to me, because we operate on a money-hungry system. We are so hungry for dough, tunataka tu pesa, kila saa, kila dakika, that we can't even fathom the idea that this is a popular place. Watu wananipenda, watu wanadai chakula yangu. Yani, like, people are really interested in my restaurant, that they come up there and they, you know, after Sunday, after church for them, or after a meeting, after, you know, as a farewell dinner, like a place that you want to go to eat is closed from 3 to 4 and they don't care. And they tell you, come back at 4 or come back tomorrow during the hours of operation, because at 3, paka 4, paka wameandika sign kwa mlango. From 3 to 4, just know, during the period of Ramadan, we will not be here, honey. We will not be operating for business. And that is so fire to me, because sisi wase wenye ati tunabelieve in Christianity, even your 7-day fasting, ata 3-day fasting, ati, and still, ati hata kusema tu, 1 hour is devoted to God, 1 hour is devoted to my God, ndio nisikie his Holy Spirit, ndio nisikie, you know, ndio ni meditate on the word, meditate on God's, you know, what my spirit is saying inside of me. Tuwezi fanya hivyo. We're not about that life. We're not about it. We are about getting money, we're about getting instant gratification, we're about, oh, I went to church, I gave 10%, I go sit down and watch, you know, my secular shows and listen to my secular music, and I am still, junajiongeleshanga kwa hii podcast, I'm still talking to myself, because I still do those things. I, you know, I You know, I really don't like to tithe in church because I don't really believe in the Kenyan churches especially, but I really do like to give people. Like, if, you know, that we have a great pastor right now in this church that I'm off and on in. We have a good man pastor that just came through because we have a lady pastor as our head pastor at this church. But this man just came in here and he just dominated the place. Like, he's, you know, I always go in there and I ask the Holy Spirit to speak it when, you know, when I'm in there. And, of course, he does the same thing. He's like, Holy Spirit, speak through this place, you know, speak through me. Make your presence be known. And, of course, the Holy Spirit does what he does. And he speaks from this place where he touches on points that are about you. And it's so hard to find a church like that here in this Kenya because most people are like, oh, it's devotional. Oh, it's this. Oh, not devotional, but it's, what is it called? It's, what the heck is that thing called? Child, I don't even care for it anymore. That's why I don't even know what it's called. Yeah, I could talk my demons, you know, deliverance. So it's either deliverance church, majority, 90% of the churches are deliverance because there's so many devils. The hell? Why are you? And that's why I told my mom the other day, I'm like, this deliverance churches, they don't do nothing but, you know, in, you know, add fear into your life. They just make you fearful about everything, you know. And then she was like, oh, I used to go to listen to this Nigerian pastor, said you Pastor Olikoli or Olakalo or whoever. And all he's talking about is these marine spirits and all these spirits and all the damn spirits are all coming for you. Die in the name of Jesus. Everything die, 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 die. Why are you speaking death? Why are you speaking fear? Why are you, inciting fear into people's lives, man? Why don't we talk about the goodness of God? Why don't we uplift people through the word of God? Why don't we speak life as we have been instructed by God? We don't, you know, when he said, let there be light, let there be oceans, let there be seas, let there be, you know, let there be, honey, that's manifesting. Speak things that are manifold, that are going to produce in your life. Don't speak things that are going to kill and are focused on evil and the fear no evil. Walk as if you're, you know, you don't fear nothing. Yeah, anyways, I'm about to preach. So what I'm saying is, we got this new pastor. He really alitubamba. Meonge vizuri. Ajaonge mambo ya mafiafu, my deliverance, my shetani kila saa. His focus is not that. His focus is not the devil. His focus is uplifting people through the word as he understands it. So, me, I was really impressed. And I tithe, you know, according to that. Like, I put some money directly into his account, you know, because of I see how he moves. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not going to give it to the church. I'd rather give it to you because even though you're speaking like this, I can see that you're still struggling. Like, I can see that you might not have no money, you know, and that you still trying to figure it out. Because at this time in this place right now, especially in this here Kenya, speaking the word of God as it is, you know, meant to be spoken doesn't have as much clout as a deliverance pastor who wanna be able to out, 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 get out in the name of Jesus, die in the name, you know, those people wenye wanaangushanga watu, wanafanya mavituko zote, Pastor Ezekiel, Pastor Nganga, Pastor who the hell. You know, those people are the ones that are, you know, getting that money. And then we got Apostle Kimani over here talking about some Jesus. Who the hell is a Jesus, honey? I don't trust in no Jesus. But those are the cult leaders that are currently getting these people following them to follow them and to follow their ways. But the people that are speaking about God, the way that God wants to be spoken about and the message that God chose for people to speak, are not getting that much clout. Sometimes they're not even getting attention. Sometimes they're not even going where they're supposed to go. But eventually they will, though. Eventually they will. Once everybody's revealed, all of the things are revealed, God will elevate them and take them to new heights and put the evil out and the wicked will not prosper and put the good in and the good will prosper. So it's just like, it's just about being patient. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I'd rather devote my energy and my time and my money to people that are speaking the word according to how it relates to me, because I trust in my gut and I trust in my Holy Spirit to lead me to what speaks to me. And I would rather not follow anybody else or my family or my friends or my anyone to tell me how I should believe and how I should move. And if I say that I want to convert into Muslim or Islamic, you know, belief, people are like, what the heck? Me, I saki kujua kama kuna kitu mbaya na mimi ama kuna kitu mbaya na mimi. I don't care if there's something wrong in your eyes. I don't personally want to convert into Allah being my God, because I've gotten this relationship with God right now, and I just don't know if I'm going to confuse myself too much by converting to a whole new religion or converting to a whole new God, basically. But I would really, really, really love to move forward with what I know about my God. And, what, you know, if I could read the Quran and understand it, sure, why not? But I don't believe in certain practices. I just want to believe in what my Holy Spirit tells me to believe in. And that doesn't have to be the Bible, nor does it have to be the Quran, nor does it have to be against the Quran, nor does it have to be against the Bible. But I can use the examples that I've been given and make my own religion and follow my own practices. But if I choose to choose if I choose to choose the way the Islamic people tithe, then so be it. If I choose to believe how the Islamic people pray and how they devote themselves, then so be it. If I choose to believe how they fast, then so be it. If I want to choose to believe that there's three pillars of God, that there's God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, then so be it. I'm going to do it how I'm going to do it, and I trust and believe that I'm going to be a winner in the end of this thing. Because I choose to believe how I want to believe. And then nobody's going to stop me. And no family member is going to tell me nothing. And no society is going to rule and base how I think. Because the same society is the same one that has driven people into cults. So that they can have a chance to meet Jesus. Just because you're so lost. You're so desperate. You're so confused. Yani umechanganikiwa kabisa. Na una hata idea who the heck Jesus is, because umetoka familia, yani you had to survive in order to get out of there. You had to survive witchcraft. You had to survive molestation. You had to survive lacking of talking, because nobody's doing therapeutic work. Nobody's going to counseling. Nobody's doing any of the work. So now you have to run away, and you run into some BS, kama cults, because you don't have any other option. I'm or you just go mad trying to uncover some truth until you speak to the wrong thing, or you speak too early before God has instructed you, because you have just discovered something about your family. You've just discovered something about your life, and now you want to tell the whole world because you feel that's what it is. But that's not what God instructed you to do. So God wants you to heal people and love people despite their choices. And even if you don't want to take their money, even if you don't want to be around them, don't be around them. Don't take their money. But this is what you're going to do. You're going to be calm, collected, and gather yourself and move according to the way that you feel. Just take a moment to be still and take a moment to meditate on what you've been given, the cheat code, the instruction, the secret, and see how you're going to spread that message. Because God gave me a message a minute ago, and I decided to sit on it until I understood how I could project it and give it to the people that want to listen. But all in all, Bana, all in all, I'm happy to be me. I know I am not a cult gullible. Yani siyezingia cult sayote anytime, anyway. I trust that my God is going to lead me. I love that I'm so defiant. You know, I'm so me. Like, even though as a child, hizo ndio vitu zilikuwa na zinafanya watu wanidharau, my parents wanidharau, you know, I only come, I'm so like, oh, this girl, this child is so bad, blah, blah, blah. That's even what cost me my citizenship. Like, who the hell cares if it means that I am able to have my own mind? I'm a free thinker. That's everything to me, because that's the ultimate freedom. Even if you're in America and you're living your best life because you have citizenship and you have a passport and you can do whatever, I have a kingdom passport, and I can do whatever because I move through my God. So if my God says I can go back to America, I can. If my God says come to Kenya and discover some things out here that are going to shape your future, then that's what it is. And if everything has a purpose, and because I believe everything comes for a reason and there's no coincidence with God, then that's what it is. So I'm going to do me, continue to enjoy me, and do move how I'm supposed to move. And I promise you, I'm going to find people that are like-minded. And we're going to keep elevating, because the wicked will not prosper, and the righteous will. And right now, it's a call on action, and I'm choosing my call. I'm going to answer my call. So are you up? Part two. Thank you, fam, for listening. I love you as always. You are so awesome. Thank you so much for clicking play. Thank you for listening to this whole podcast all the way through. And I hope that you learn from it. Sorry for, you know, the noise in the background from the baby and probably from me. But, you know, I had to just speak it because it was on my mind, and I want to be consistent with it. Perfection is not, you know, trying to be a perfectionist is not going to make me progress. But if I progress, then I will be perfect. So thank you. Thank you, fam, for listening. Love you. Happy new week, and enjoy the last days of April, and see you in May.